Hey y'all, welcome back to What Witch Eric Do?
A Choose Your Own Adventure podcast.
As always, I'm Chad and I'm here with
Eric.
Yeah.
Is my name. And yeah, we're gonna have another good time reading a crazy good book by R.A. Montgomery.
Yeah, oh, I'm really growing to love R.A. Montgomery.
You know, just when you think you've got R.A. figured out, he just messes with you.
I know. He's always throwing...
He's a tricky bastard, but he's got some pretty brilliant ideas.
Throwing the change up. Taking it back.
Oh, to the very first ep.
Oh, anyway, man. So if you guys are new to the podcast, what we do is we read Choose Your Own Adventure books.
Definitely. Super simple.
Super simple, and we just debate the hell out of these choices.
Yeah, you gotta make some tough choices sometimes, and we get through it to the best of our abilities. Sometimes are better than others, as we've discovered.
Right. And so I grew up reading these books as a young lad in rural Kansas. Mm. And so I these books really have hung on my heart over the years. But Eric, you want to tell them, how did you come to grow in love these
novellas?
Well,
I actually first learned and started reading them when I was training to be an astronaut in astronaut camp.
Oh.
My buddy Barry was super into them, and so, at night, they were long days, but sometimes you just wanted to read for a little bit, and these were great books, kind of just get away, stop thinking about things, possibility of going into space and dying in the cold vacuum, you know.
That's interesting.
Just really brought some levity.
You know, I learned something new about you every week, Eric.
Yeah,
and that's what I like about you.
Well, hey, you know what? I got a lot of surprises, man. Yeah. It's been a long 25 years, if you know what I mean.
Oh, I do know what you mean.
Yeah, well, I'm sure you do.
Anyway, so I think this is, you really should have some great insights into this book then.
I was really excited when I saw the title because I think that all of my expertise will come in handy. Yeah, indeed.
Yeah, so today we're reading Choose Your Own Adventure number 27, Project UFO.
Although never mind, I can't really talk about that. So, when we read these books, this is really the first time that we're reading through them.
Yeah.
Totally cold read, first reaction sort of a deal. No prep whatsoever. Our prep just really involves drinking some beer. So, that's about it. And... Chad, anything else you'd like to share with the folks?
Yeah, so, we're trying to get this podcast up and going, so I'm going to very quickly give you the plug, but follow us, Facebook, iTunes, Twitter, What Would Cherick Do? Rate, review, only 5-star reviews, please.
Yeah, none of those 4-star reviews.
But you can find us on Facebook and Twitter at Cherick Podcast. Feel free to shoot us an email, cherickpodcast@gmail.com. And find us on iTunes under What Would Cherick Do? Or you can just search for Cherick. We're the only one.
So really, there's no excuse. You can get a hold of Cherick any way you would like.
Yep. We're on all the big podcast apps.
All the channels. Can't stop us.
All right, so...
shall we dive in?
Well, I think we should center ourselves and really get into...
Oh, absolutely. I think we should certainly get in the zone before we jump in and read the book.
So...
Definitely.
Eric and I, we come together and we form...
Cherick. And so we'll start this.
That was solid.
Great. I think... it's really just the right foot forward every time.
It's the sixth episode and that's still really funny. Okay. No. So, hey, this could go bad, but,
Chad's picked up the book.
I'm reading
He's
first.
He's picked it up.
I'm reading first.
Oh, no. God help us all.
Catch you in a minute.
Here we go. Well, per usual, there's quite a bit of exposition.
Yeah, and in the beginning, there usually is. So hang with us. I'm gonna do my best to try to catch you guys up.
It's gonna be great.
It's gonna be good. Okay, kicking off the book. We get an important message from our friend Frito. He's like, are you there? And then the message like cuts out.
Frantic.
Yeah. And then he comes back again. And he's like, I fear Calyx 3. Beware. And then cuts out again.
Nothing.
Okay. So that's kind of where we are. And now we're like flashbacking.
Definitely.
All right. So as a young kid, we start hearing these like sounds. And as time develops, we recognize that these high-pitched whirring sounds aren't really sounds, but they're voices. And so we're hearing these in our head,
mm-hmm.
and we're communicating with who we now know to be our friend Frito.
Definitely. Yeah, at a very young age, probably at a 5.
Yeah. And so we, you know, tell our parents, they freak out, they send us to the doctor who says no TV for a month.
No. He says fruit juice and only TV for a month, didn't he?
No, fruit juice and no TV.
Oh, okay.
Fruit juice and no TV for a month.
Well, okay. Yeah, okay. The doctor's name was Dr. Muleskin.
Muleskin.
Yeah, no.
So, don't anyway.
Take your kid to that doctor.
Several years later, we get a little bit more insight into Frito, who is an alien. He is from outer space.
Yeah.
He's on our planet, and he tells us about these other people from Kallax 3 who are like fighters and warriors who want to come invade and take over our world.
Right. We're like, Frito, what's with your big saucers?
And you're like, they're not ours, bro.
They're Kallax.
Yeah, they're Kallax 3s. So, you know, more time passes. We get really into science and you know, astronomy.
Yep, and in high school, we have our team that we put together, our astronomy team.
Yep.
We start winning some major awards.
Yeah, with the help of Frito, we publish a major paper.
Definitely, and we become, quote-unquote, a minor big deal.
Minor big deal.
Yeah. So,
you know. So, and, you know, there's government agencies trying to do the same thing. They've got a satellite dish called, quote, Very Large Array.
Very Large Array.
That's the name of the facility.
It makes it simple, you know. They just say, let's go to the very large array.
Oh, right.
The very large one.
Not the large, the kind?
Well, no. See, there's the regular array. There's the large array. Then there's the miniature array. And then there's the invis-array.
Ooh.
Yeah, that one's the cool one.
That one's a cool one.
But that one's top
secret. No,
we're
talking about the very large array.
Yeah, definitely the large. The very large.
Okay, so we're a minor big deal.
Yes.
After this paper.
Yeah.
And so we're at school one day, and over our lunch hour, 3 government, like, officials come and talk to us and say, we'd really like you. Read your paper. Great work. Big fans. We'd really like you to come work with us in Colorado, helping to decode these deep space messages.
Mm.
And we're like, oh, that sounds like good, because maybe I could get back in touch with Frito.
Right, figure out what's going on.
I'm very worried about him.
He's in trouble.
But at the same time, and I think Cherik knows from past experience that we get kind of a weird feeling from these government stooges.
Yeah, a little sketch.
We haven't met one that's really gone our way.
Yeah, no.
So we're a little hesitant.
So we're like, hey, let me think about it. I'll get back to you.
Right. Okay. Then later that night, or maybe just after that, another group of people comes to us, a private research facility from LifeCom for the Intelligent Life Studies. And what they do is study UFOs and spacecraft. And they want us to come work at their facility as well.
Whoa.
So we got 2 offers.
In a day.
We are a minor big deal.
We're a minor big deal, man.
Yeah. So our choice is we could go work at the government facility. And the LifeCom people are like, the government always knows things that they don't tell you. You know, they're always keeping secrets. We're like, okay, we could go work at the government, learn their secrets, use their equipment to contact Frito. It'd be a great help. Or we could go with the UFO research people who probably know something about these Kallax 3 ships where Frito is likely has been taken prisoner. We assume on one of these Kallax 3 UFOs. So that's the choice we're presented with is if we go with the government officials or we go with the LifeCom group. Eric, thoughts?
I don't like it. I don't like it either way. I don't want to make a decision. Can we just end the podcast right here?
Yeah, and thanks guys for listening.
Sorry that we didn't want to make a choice tonight.
What would you do?
But this one was just really overwhelming, and if you come to it, please let us know how it turns out.
Follow us on Facebook and Twitter.
No, but okay. In all reality, I feel like
You want to know where I'm at?
Maybe you're at more of a solid place than I'm at.
I am just thinking back to our past government official experiences.
Yes. Yeah.
All have gone poorly. Or really unfavorably for us.
True. But
to some degree.
Some of that was our own doing, I would say.
Some of it was. some of it. Not all of it.
So are you saying that you think that we should go with the private group?
I'm saying this episode,
mm-hmm.
I would like to go with the private facility.
I was definitely leaning more that direction, I feel like. And I think part of my issue is I don't really know what it is inside of me that really doesn't want to trust and believe in the government stooges and work with them. But there's just... I mean, it's there. It's a real feeling, man.
Yeah, I don't have a good feeling about it. I feel like they'll learn that we can telepathically communicate with aliens and just throw us in a hole.
That is a possibility that I did not really even think about. And that's very true.
They'll never let us leave.
No. We're like a freak. We're like a mutant.
Yeah.
We're like Wolverine. Except one of the other mutants
with more like Professor
brainy
X.
powers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like that. Like him. Perfect. That's what Perfect. I said.
Exactly. Great.
Like
great,
a mutant. Yeah.
Great example.
Thanks, man.
Okay. So, yeah. I think, you know, maybe this will be one of those choices that we'll grow to regret.
But we'll see.
But we'll see. So, I think we're going to decide to work with the private group.
Picking private.
And work on flying saucer research.
Let's do it, man. That sounds pretty cool.
All right. I regret this decision.
Of all the things that could have happened, this really took a turn for the weird.
Yeah. Okay.
So this...
Tell them what happened. If you can.
Well, so we've decided to join the LifeCom group for Intelligent Life Studies. And we're greeted with immense pleasure by a bunch of weirdly named people who are drinking wheatgrass. And this whole kind of welcoming party ends with all of them throwing their glasses into the fire and then our hostess ordering us to throw ours in as well. She says, "Now you!" And then we're supposed to throw our glass in, which I guess we do. And so then we have this fancy enormous room with a British butler who tends to our every need and whim. And he takes us out to a helicopter, and the helicopter takes us to a jet, and the jet takes us out to the mountains in New Mexico. And it's there we're led into this enormous complex hidden in the mountains.
Yeah. And everybody's, like, wearing uniforms. Like, these weird olive-green uniforms. Like,
there's no insignias, but everybody looks and acts military.
Yeah. I have a theory about this group, but continue.
Chad has a theory.
Yep.
Anyway, we're led into a very, like, James Bond-ish room. That's the vibe that I got. Like, a huge display of the globe on the ceiling and just, you know, an enormous classic villain lair style, like, lines and grids. And anyway, it's a holographic projector of this UFO, which has been sighted. So this general dude who's been talking to us. We're not really told who is talking to us.
No, ever.
Just some person in this group. But anyway, he's like, "Recruit, you come here and you're in for a special treat." And we're like, "Okay, what's up?" And he says, "Good, we'll arrange for the old Bernie. How does that sound? We'll have him pick you up. Or are there other ways that you would rather be initiated?" And we're like, "WTF?"
Right, that's like, the exact reaction in the book. We're like,
what's up with this? Like,
nobody said anything about initiation.
And this dude's like, "What? No one told you about it? Ha ha ha, you're in for a great surprise. Why not do the Bernie or something else?" So that's our decision, folks. We have to decide if we want to go with the Bernie.
Old Bernie,
or some other
initiation. Or another initiation.
I just don't. I feel like we made a huge mistake, Chad.
One, here's my theory. Let me lay it on you.
Mm.
I think this whole group of people are actually the Kallax 3 aliens.
Fascinating.
Yeah.
Fascinating.
In human form.
Mm. Who else would have the technology to be able to see their spacecrafts?
Right, and they're monitoring for, like, when they come and go.
Right. Protecting them.
No relevancy on our decision here.
No.
Which is completely absurd. I just want to throw that out there. That I think all of these, this entire group is aliens.
I mean, I'm really curious about old Bernie.
I think I'm down. Like, waiting seems like a worse option will come towards us.
Right. Like, what if the next initiation is, you know, fire-breathing lizards?
I don't know.
You know, yes. Like, old Bernie doesn't sound very scary. I'm just saying there's a lot of other more terrifying options that could be.
I mean, he's old. Weekend at Bernie's was a fun movie.
Yeah. If the worst... Well...
If the worst thing that happens is we die, and then people pretend that we're alive for a whole weekend. Yeah,
just dancing the night away, but actually dead.
Worst thing that happens, that's going to be a pretty solid pick.
Okay, yeah, I'm convinced.
No, I'm down. Bernie.
Okay? Old Bernie. We're doing it.
Yeah, feel the burn.
We're going on to the next page. What a good political Chad. Thanks.
Sorry.
Okay, I don't know if these people that we're working for are the aliens or not, but they sent us straight into the belly of the beast, man.
Yeah.
Whatever old Bernie is, it means going up the alien chute into the alien ship and being greeted by aliens who are grumpy.
Yeah, they're not nice.
They're real grumpy. Anyway, yeah, we get in this egg-shaped transporter pod.
So, like, we're like, oh, Bernie, and then everybody, like, cheers and kind of laughs. They're like, you're gonna love it.
Yeah, everybody cheered for us, that's right.
And then they, like, give us these instructions, and we get in this egg-shaped
do this, follow this, pod. Hit that, there you go. And yeah. So we get it in.
And then
we,
they're like, and then you'll be doing the Bernie.
Yeah, we lock the bolts, we do everything right, and we shoot off into the atmosphere. And we keep flying and flying and flying until we end up below the UFO.
Yep.
And then it just opens up its jaws, swallows us up. We sit inside the spaceship for a little while until a laser beam opens our little chute. And we fall out onto the floor. And then some alien dick is like, get this puny thing off our ship. Oh, wait, no. Yeah. It was throw him to the wolves.
Throw him to the wolves.
And so we're grabbed by two alien robots and... hoisted away, and there's a robot in front of us that has some sort of dangling weapon on its back that we may or may not be able to reach. So that is our choice.
Like, if we do, we go for the weapon.
If we reach for the weapon, turn to page 37. If we decide to wait for a better chance, turn to page 43.
I'm reaching for that weapon.
I think we're gonna try
day.
It. I don't know all if there's day. Gonna ever be a better chance, man. These robots mean business. We're getting thrown to wolves. And I don't know what space wolves look like. I don't know. Probably not.
Is that a good thing?
But it can't be a good thing.
Like, why would they all just cheer for us? And then they just kill us.
Well, look, if they're all aliens, then they would have all been really excited that we chose to just go kill ourselves. Because that's one less human they have to worry about.
Okay, point. Now, this might be... Think back to episode 3. This is very ant people-esque.
That's true.
No, I can't even remember what happened. But
well, there was one point. Yeah,
there was one point where we could like go for the weapon.
Absolutely.
Or not.
Yeah, it was like before going into the anthill.
And I feel like we didn't go for the weapon.
Right, we waited it out. No.
They threw us in a pit.
Yeah.
And then the second time we went for the weapon... And lived.
Well, no, I think there was one time that we decided to wait.
Oh, maybe.
And then they led us into the anthill and we met up with our friend, I think.
I feel...
I don't really...
Here's what's going to happen. We're going to go for the weapon, we're going to die. But I feel like you got to take that chance.
Well, we're going to be fed to wolves if we don't try something.
Right.
We have the special advantage because no one else would have been able to hear what was ordered. So, like, we have inside information, so we know this is going badly.
Yeah.
Like, we've got to do something.
Truth. Yeah, weapon.
Let's do it.
Okay, but
we're,
I'm
reading. We're going for the weapon. Chad's reading. I'm Chad, turn to this. Page 37.
Will do.
Okay.
Right, yeah. Okay, so interesting development.
So here's a funny story. So I'm like, click, keep reading, Chad. I'm going to get up and get a drink. So I like stride over to the fridge and open it up. And before I can even grab my beer, Chad has finished reading. Chad, what did you finish reading?
Please. Well, it's not good. It's not good for Cherik. So here's what happens. We go for the weapon. Per our decision. Turns out...
Not a weapon!
Not a weapon! Turns out we don't know shit about alien technology.
I guess the thing did say it looks like a weapon.
Anything. And so, instead, what it is pretty much like a matter, like, dematerializer. So what happens is we touch this weapon and we essentially disintegrate into a puddle of water.
Oh, but wait.
Right then and there.
It gets much better because then we evaporate.
We evaporate.
Into the atmosphere.
And join the atmosphere as part of the system that nourishes the Earth. The end. This went so wrong.
So fast. I haven't even grabbed my drink, man.
Before Eric could open a beer, I've turned us into the beer that he's drinking.
Oh my god. Wow. Right.
Okay. So.
So here is the perfect opportunity to introduce.
Yeah. Response.
Da 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 da. The respawn. Perfect.
Yeah. Okay. So
we're
not going to talk about this every week. Like, catch up a little bit, you know? But right. When we make a bad choice and we die and we get turned into puddles and join the atmosphere,
then we can go back.
We go back. We get two of them an episode.
So that's what we're going to do.
That's what we're going to do. We're going to go back we're just going to, like,
unpuddlefy ourselves.
And we're going to, you know, just decide to play cool.
We're going to not reach for that weapon.
Just going to play it cool and see what happens.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
Yep. So, slightly better.
Slightly.
We're not dead.
No.
Okay, so the robots take us through a decontamination process that is so... And meanwhile, during the decontamination...
Apparently it's really entertaining.
They're laughing at us.
They're like giggling.
And it's so thorough that the numbers on our watch even get scrubbed off.
Scrubbed clean.
Okay, so we get thrown in this giant rectangular room with red velvet walls.
Yeah.
Probably to hide the blood, definitely, my guess.
Definitely.
And in these five... you know, like, alien robots come out.
Yeah, like what you would think of, like, classic alien species.
Yeah.
You
know, slender, pointy head.
Stereotypical.
One eye.
Coming out of the wall.
Yeah. And then we're like, hold on, wait a minute. Before you guys do anything, I want to talk to your boss.
And that freaks them out.
I'd like to see the manager.
Yeah.
And have a complaint. Yeah.
My pancake was cold.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So exactly.
They were all like, oh man, we don't know what to do. Pancakes are never cold. Oh no.
So they go away.
Yeah, they like run back into their wall.
And the door closes and we can't even see it. So we're meandering around this giant velvet room.
Because, you know, what else are we going to do?
Yeah, and we see this like small glowing object.
And we don't touch it yet.
We don't touch it yet.
Because we've learned maybe a little bit.
We've learned a little bit that touching things is bad.
Maybe bad.
But we think it looks like it could be a key.
Yeah.
But also we get the sense that we're, like, being watched.
Yeah.
Like maybe these velvet walls are really one-way velvet mirrors. And so...
And all the ribbons are just watching us.
Oh, and the key's glowing. Like it might be radioactive.
Right.
Right, very important to note.
Yeah.
Okay, so here's the choice. If we decide to pick up the, quote, key, turn to page 113. If you decide to ignore it, turn to page 105. Eric.
Don't like it. There's something really exciting about the key. Like, I'm Cherik. and I'm standing in this room, and there's nothing in this room except for this one glowy key-like thing.
Yep.
Even if I don't pick it up right now, in an hour, I'm probably going to pick it up. You know? Like, curiosity, man.
Killed the cat.
It did. We learned that a couple episodes ago. But, I mean, I don't know. What else are we going to do, man? We're trapped in this room. We could wait it out. Sometimes that works. I'm curious. I want to touch the key. I want to touch it, Chad. What do you want to do?
I mean, last time we touched something, we puddled.
You're right. And I feel like it couldn't get much worse. It could get equally bad. But
equally bad is our death.
Right. But that's not so bad.
It doesn't get worse than that.
No, but you tried to make it sound not so bad, Chad. Come on.
Join
here's what I think,
Mother
man.
Earth.
Either way, we're going to die probably. Like, maybe. What are they keeping us in this room for?
It's like an initiation prank. This is a hazing.
It's a hazing?
Yeah.
You think we're just getting hazed?
Do you remember from your time in the fraternity where you learned to grow in love and read these two adventure books?
I mean, that was different, man. We were all human. I think.
You weren't in space.
No.
Some of you could have been a Yeti. That's another story. Go back. Episode 2, folks. Okay.
The episode that will be forever mentioned because of how much it frustrated us.
Oh my gosh. Favorite and most frustrating episode to date. Okay. Even the ones y'all had, well, you've listened to them now, but when we're recording this, you had any, whatever. I want to touch it.
You want to touch it too?
Let's touch
it.
It's like a glowing thing
right.
in the wall.
Here's what I think, though. I think we should touch it, but I should take the book.
Okay, deal. All
right.
Because things go better when you read.
Things tend to go better, it seems.
Except for that last time.
Shh. We won't talk about that.
This is great. Like, if at first you don't succeed...
Try again.
Die again.
Just keep touching things.
Learn your fucking lesson once in a while.
No, but this one was so much more poetic, Chad.
It was more poetic.
So we couldn't resist the temptation to pick up this key. And we move toward it. We stoop down. And suddenly we hear a yell.
A yell. Like, and, hey, Nate, don't do that.
Except it's, yabba yabba.
Right.
And we're like, what? What's
like,
going on?
What?
Who said that?
I'll touch the key anyway.
As we grab it. Although we're confused, we still manage to pick it up. Oh, yeah. It fits so snugly in our hand, and mm-hmm. it's beautiful.
My
and
precious.
We just immediately somehow know to walk to the far wall and scan the velvet. And it opens up a doorway, which we then open it with the golden object.
Where does
and
it lead?
We are promptly, Chad, promptly swept away into eternity.
Which I think means space.
I think it means, a cold, long,
cold,
death.
Dark,
yeah,
blood boiling,
eternity.
Face exploding space.
Yeah. Yeah.
Never to be heard from again.
Never. No. There's
so,
not much. Just look at this illustration. These people are watching us go into the planet-filled space. Okay,
yeah.
So.
Great.
Back-to-back.
Back-to-back bad choices.
Bad choices.
Here's what we've learned. Don't touch things on a spacecraft.
Don't touch things on a spacecraft. We should have known better. We just... It was glowy. I just thought, like, it wouldn't do it twice in a row, right? Like, what's the chances that both alien objects are going to just kill us?
Yeah.
Apparently, that's pretty good. Pretty good chance it's going to happen. So, passing the book to me did not help at all. We're going to go back to our last choice to just wait it out. Don't touch that stupid glowing key. And I want to pass the book back to Chad because it can't get any worse than this.
Oh, yeah. Well, this was this was heartfelt. Like, it was
Yeah, I didn't expect it to come to an end so fast.
So we don't touch it.
Like,
we back
either away. Either way, it just ends.
Yeah.
It's true. This ending is much happier.
Yeah, you know, because we start dreaming of the good old days, of the times at home with our friends, and the holidays, and pumpkin pie, and apple strudel.
Oh, what a wonderful reminiscing.
And then we even start to remember the things that were not so great, but we're recalling all of these with vivid detail. And then we feel a small shock.
Something's fishy.
We feel a small shock in our head.
We're being probed. No, God, they're in our brains.
And then we fall asleep.
And that's it.
That's not it.
Well,
then we have this very sweet interaction with Frito.
Okay.
And he says that they've been waiting for us for a long time. They've been gathering exceptional people from Earth, and we're the last one. They've got a full load. And we ask, where are we going? And he says, back to the center of the universe. I'll see you soon. The end.
I don't think it's true. I think this is an alien lie to make us feel like we're comfortable
and loved. So is Frito a bad guy?
I don't know, man.
Frito this whole time was like gathering humans to take back to the center of the universe?
Or maybe he's a good guy. Maybe he's been gathering humans so that they will be gone when the Galaxy 3 people, Celex 3 people come and destroy Earth.
Right.
Maybe he's like leading a resistance to
repopulate a new Earth.
Exactly. Yeah. He's gathering up the best and brightest humans to take them elsewhere to begin again.
That's true. We don't know.
We don't know. Or I was really thinking that it's kind of sinister in that someone's just using our memories of Frito to manipulate us. And because, like, look, here's all I'm saying is if it was our buddy Frito, why were we in this, like, trapped in this cell for so long?
Right.
And why didn't he come visit us sooner if they were just getting us all together to go to the center of the universe? Of
Frito to, like, trick us.
Right.
I'm with you.
I feel that's like much it's more plausible. Real, real sketchy that he's just now coming in after all
that
of this.
That can't be our friend Frito.
It can't be our friend Frito. It's way too convenient. And it's just, it didn't feel right. It feels very out of place.
Yeah. But here we are with, like, another book that I'm left wanting a little bit more.
Oh, for sure. I feel like that's going to be the trend. So far, man, there's been very few endings that I've been like, yeah, that was so great. And what a good story. And it ended so wonderfully. I feel like we're just going to have to get used to that.
I don't know.
I really do think that we had some of the most spectacular deaths in this book, though.
We puddled.
We puddled. We got hardcore.
Thrown into space.
And then we got, sentenced to eternity.
And probed.
And probed.
Probed for eternity.
Probed and, yeah.
Well, that's...
What an interesting adventure.
That's Project UFO, kids.
This is one of those books that you make the first decision differently and everything changes. I wonder what it would have been like if we'd joined the government people, man.
Who knows?
Who knows?
We don't.
Maybe.
Here's the thing.
Maybe
you know. Maybe you can go and find this book. We get all these from the library.
Absolutely.
You can
true.
Go and find it. You can read it. Comment on iTunes or hit us up on Facebook or shoot us an email and let us know like what your ending was.
Did you trust the government people? Where did you go? What adventures did you have?
I would recommend that you do.
You know,
I would recommend that you trust the government people.
Our private endeavor turned out to be a little more cultish than I would have liked.
Or don't feel the burn.
Yeah.
That's really where it went downhill.
Not a good thing.
Yeah.
Maybe. Or maybe.
Who knows?
I don't know. Maybe it was a happy ending.
You know, I was actually... We got a little bit, right? Because this one got over super fast.
Definitely.
So I'll fill you in. I was having a conversation with a friend of mine about, do we ever go back after we finish recording the podcast and reread these books to go and see if we would have...
See what else could have happened.
What else could have happened. Yeah. And I want to tell y'all, the listeners... No, we do not.
I know I don't touch the books again.
I promptly return them to the library, never to be read again by us.
Yeah.
One, I want this book to get back so other people can enjoy it as much
as we do. Absolutely.
But also, like, I don't feel like Cherik should have, like, extra knowledge that you guys don't know.
It feels disingenuous to Cherik. Like, he makes these decisions. You can't go back and remake them. Like, our two respawns are more chances than we should get.
Right. We should just get the one.
Yeah.
But, so yeah, just FYI, we don't go back and reread them.
Nope.
So, we're really counting on you. Go read these books and fill us in. Maybe we'll talk about it on the next episode.
Maybe we will. That could be fun.
That could be fun.
Hit us up
and let us know. But, and who knows, maybe eventually we might go and just see what happens if we take that other choice.
Oh, yeah.
But if we do, maybe. Guaranteed, it'll happen with y'all.
For sure.
For sure. You, our beloved listeners,
wouldn't do
our
it without fans, you. Wouldn't do it without you.
Never.
Anyway,
so yeah, I think maybe a little shorter one this week, but
that's all right. You know, they've started to trim down a little bit from the earlier ones. Either we're getting better at talking more succinctly, or we're just making quicker, faster.
I'm trying to think of a more
death-filled word, but it's not really coming to me. Anyway, well, what really killed us this time was we had two just back-to-back super fast deaths.
It was like three.
I guess that's true. Yeah, the last one was only the last two.
Sorry.
Well, I guess that just shows you sometimes when you make a decision, you know, the ramifications of that decision happen immediately.
Yep. And sometimes that's just the way the cookie crumbles.
Ain't that the truth?
Now, anyway.
I want a cookie.
Thanks for listening.
Yes, thank you. Thank you again.
Facebook, Twitter, at Cherik Podcast.
Email us,
cherikpodcast@gmail.com. Rate, review us on iTunes, please. That'll help us, really help us get noticed and get out there.
More only five stars. Enjoy. Remember that.
Yeah,
very important. Yeah.
Only 5-star reviews.
Yeah.
For Cherik.
So, hope you enjoyed this episode. We'll have another fantastic episode for you in the coming weeks.
Yeah.
You know, we also don't really plan ahead which books we're going to read. It's very much kind of on the whim sort of a thing every night.
Yeah, like Eric grabs a few, I grab a few. And
we're like, okay, which one should we do? Oh, this one's not. Oh, no, what about this one? Oh, my God. And then we pick, so.
Yeah.
That's how we landed on the UFO tonight.
I wish we wouldn't have read it. I'm just kidding. I enjoyed it.
You know what, Chad? You're just going to have to deal with it, man. It's always next time.
All right.
Always next time.
Signing off.
Until next time, I'm Eric. And y'all have a wonderful day.
Yep.
Wait.
Adios.
I cut you off. What is this? And this is?
And like, this has been What Would Cherik Do?
A Choose Your Own Adventure podcast.
Bazinga.
That's exactly what we should have done.
Peace out.
Bye.